This episode is thanks to Voodoo Auto Electrical and Caravan Repairs, the proud partner of the podcast Northern Competition coverage. At Voodoo Auto Electrical, their services include off-road setups, modifications, repairs. They are touring specialists and provide general auto electrical work. Find them in Hawke Drive, Wagoolga. Rejoining the Rolling Wall podcast is Cross Harbour Staffers president and under-age coach, Jimmy Dadassel. How's it going, Jimmy?
G'day, Benny. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm getting ready for round one. So much to do in the podcast space, but yeah, really looking forward to round one of the Northern competition, and was a bit sad to see Southern round one get washed out last week.
Mate, it's certainly been a big pre-season, and I'm sure every club on the mid-north coast and probably across regional Australia are all ready to kick off for this weekend. And very happy we didn't play last weekend with all that rain and ground closures.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys have had one of the longest pre-seasons. I was out there for that trial match the 2nd of March when you played our strong Gold Coast side, Griffith Uni College Night. So you've had a very long pre-season.
Yeah, another long one. It was same as last year, just prepping the boys and the girls and just making sure the fitness is ready for round one. And we did lock in some early trial games. It was sort of a funny little break between Easter and then last weekend. So we had a good hit out over in Inverell against the Highlanders and the Tamworth Pirates, but a very beneficial trial there on March 2 with Griffith Knights from the Gold Coast. That was really heartening for the players and the coaches to see where we were at that time of the year after a pretty rugged pre-season.
Yeah, well, not to mention it went to Armidale knockout and your girls' team took the whole competition out there on the 9th of March.
Yeah, the girls had a good weekend out there under the new coaches, Tay Stevens and Greta Smith. They took a youthful but strong squad out. We've got a couple of younger girls firing this year, which has added a bit of pace to the back line, which is very good in the tens format. And the girls went very well out there and won the Armidale knockouts. Very promising for the ladies team.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, the juniors went up to the Gold Coast this weekend and took out King of the Country. So you have teams from men's to juniors to women's just firing across all grades, it seems.
Yeah, the 16s boys went up to the Gold Coast Eagles there at Southport, probably one of the best locations in Australia there, right on the river, across from Surfers Paradise. And they went through undefeated, a very strong team. A lot of those boys have been together since they were 8 and 9, and they've got a good coaching crew there. So they've come back to Coffs, ready to fire for the season.
Yeah, I tell you what, I must ask, in the senior competition, as a president, you have teams in 8 separate competitions and you have multiple teams in some of those competitions. How do you do it? How do you manage a club that big in seniors?
It's a strong club. It's had good growth in the juniors and the seniors. I think a change of coaching with Mitch Walton has really helped sort of just bring a renewed energy after COVID. That was a really tough period for the coaches there. Brendan Hoy did a fantastic job through COVID, but such a tough and stressful time. And Mitch returning to town has just sort of helped bring some energy and some life back into the senior playing group. It's been a while since I think the first grade have won a premiership. So we went very close last year. And the motivation's certainly there to go one better this year. So I think it's the coaches, it's upskilling the coaches, it's the passion that they instill in the players and at training, and that's the real key to making kids and the adults want to come down and play rugby, because that's what we want at the end of the day. We just want the participation. It's a really tough battle against rugby league. They have other incentives that they can throw at their players, and that's right up and down the East Coast and through regional Australia. So rugby union, just at grassroots, we just have to keep fighting for our turf and our players, and it's obviously a much better and enjoyable sport to play than league, as we all know. So, yeah, that's what the Snappers have done really well over the last few years.
I'm glad you brought it up, the grand final day, go down that heartbreaking game against the Pirates. So what has the first grade squad, and remember that your reserve grade took out the major premiership, two minor and major premiers. What has the squad done since that day leading up to round one this weekend? What has that looked like at Snappers HQ?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of changes to 2023. Like you mentioned there, reserve grade, minor and major premiers. And I think when you win a reserve grade premiership, you generally have a few old heads in your squad. So there's a lot of guys, I think, that have hung up the boots with that gold medal around their neck. But a lot of young players coming to the club. There's a few 18s that'll step up from last year that'll step up into grade. Plus a lot of the under 18s for this season will also play their 18s and play some grades. So there's a bit of youth. There's a lot of changes, especially in the back line. I think the first grade back line will be completely different to last year. I think there's about, for round one, I think there's eight changes for the, well, there's eight backs missing from the senior squad last year. So obviously Coach Mitch Walton's suffered a shoulder injury, so he's out this week, and Jonah Colburn has hurt his knee in that Griffith Knights game. We do have some new guys to town. Shoni Okazaki has come down in the Gold Coast, a Japanese national. He was picked in the Japan under-20s team 3 years ago, so we're looking forward to seeing him in the 15s format. He's had a couple of trials with us in the 7s down at Crescent Head. Johnny Marawa and his wife have moved to town, and Johnny's been playing in Romania for the last 4 or 5 years. So he's trialled with us, and we're excited to see how he fits into our back line. I think we'll see a little bit of Liam Damon this year in the senior ranks, especially in first grade. So that'll be exciting. He did make his debut last year off the bench at Grafton. So some changes in the backs definitely for round one, but a very similar forward pack to last year.
Yeah, you mentioned Grafton. You head up there to play Gary's Powers and his men on Saturday. And this is a team that went in a whisker of making the grand final last year. That's a pretty tough place to go round one.
Yeah, it'll certainly be a test. It's a great club up there at Grafton. We love going up there. It's a great pitch, great crowd, always welcoming when they host. And they've obviously gone from strength to strength in the last couple of years under the presidency of Bart McGrath. And Powley's a great coach. It's great to see him going to be leading the Axemen this year as well at Country Week. They're a bit of an unknown quantity with their Pacific Island presence. There's potentially some new players again from last year. There was two exciting games that we had with them last year, and they were very, very unlucky in that prelim. I thought that was one of the games of the year against Pirates, that prelim knockout before the grand final. I think the lead changed 3 or 4 times, and it was end-to-end stuff. So, yeah, they'll be exciting for the zone. I hope they get their live stream sorted and we can all watch their games all year because, they play some great rugby.
It's definitely an entertaining game down there at Fort commentating, and I just couldn't believe it. It probably was the second best game of the year. I had to think that major semi-final a week before, 48-45, has to go down as a game of the year. That was just off the chart. Never seen rugby that physical and that good on the North Coast for a long time.
Yeah, probably more stressful for me, that one. So, but it was a ripper. I think the whole final series was just great. And, Pirates were deserved winners of that grand final. They outsmarted the Snappers and outplayed them from the start. It was a late fight back, but they had control of that grand final. And I think every game Snappers and Pirates played last year was really exciting and really close. So, yeah, hoping that we can see a similar final series this year with the intensity and excitement. And I'm sure Snappers will be there somewhere through the final series.
Yeah, I think the best thing about the final series last year was it wasn't just first grade. It went all through the grades. You know, reserves, women, 16s, 18s, 14s. Every game was incredible across the whole final series.
Yeah, you're right, Benny, and that's what finals do. There's a lot of pressure, especially if you're the favourite. We saw some great games, the 14s and 16s. We saw Grafton women beat the Snappers there on full time with a 95-metre try at Snappers Bay Range Rugby Park there. So Yeah, it was a fantastic final series, and really good to see the local crowds come out.
The final series was crazy. I suppose the best thing now is just to ask a few questions that I'll put in the preview podcast. Hopefully tomorrow I'll record. But can you confirm your head coach for the season?
Yeah, Mitch Walton is head coach of first grade. John Paff, reserve grade. Tay Stevens and Greta Smith of the women's team.
Ah, awesome. And do you know your captains going into round one this weekend?
The first grade captain will be Mossy Stokes, carrying on from 2023. Reserve grade captain is Jackson McAllister. I'm not sure who the captain of the ladies team will be yet. I haven't been told.
Yeah, fair enough. And some new signings, you probably have spoke about them throughout your talk, but just want to name them now.
Yeah, look, we've got Shoni Okazaki. He's been playing up in Bond at Bond University last year, Japan National. Johnny Marawa has just moved to the area with his wife, will be in our centres. We've got a couple more Fijian boys coming up from Sydney, Bill and Paul and Lukey Rogers. They'll probably be starting this weekend in reserve grade. We've got Nico Bellatini, an Italian national who's come down from the Gold Coast as well and picked up some work. Looking like a very promising number six. So we'll see what he's got to offer this weekend in Grafton. So a real multicultural theme this year at the Snappers. We've got a couple of French boys running around, and Alessandro from Spain has come up to have a run as well. Alessandro played with Stewie McVicker when Stewie was over touring through Europe and playing a bit of rugby. So a real international flavour here at the club, which is great to see.
I love to see some of the times after the games. It'd be interesting to see the boys have a couple of tins to celebrate a win or graduate a loss. There could be some interesting language going around.
I think there'll be a few language barrier hurdles to overcome, but that's the beauty of rugby, mate. We can travel the world playing the sport, and this having these guys here in our club will hopefully open up that opportunity for the younger players. The guys coming through the 14s and the 16s, they'll now have networks for when they travel and play club rugby overseas. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was only speaking, to Kev a couple of weeks ago, and, he said there's probably one part of the game we don't promote enough is just how worldwide it is and how a connection here or there can open up a large part of the world to you.
Yeah, definitely. It might not open up a professional playing contract, but it'll open up an opportunity to go and play club rugby in Romania, Portugal, Japan. A lot of regional clubs these days can help you out with flights and accommodation and work, and that's what most of the clubs in regional Australia do. Yes. That's what we do. If we get someone that's willing to travel, we'll help them out the best we can with accommodation and work. And it's the same worldwide now. It's a really great network. That's why our sport is so good, especially right at this grassroots level.
Yeah, and some key players this year.
Some key players. Well, obviously, Mossy Stokes. He had a great year. He was a great leader last year. So keep an eye out for him. Tom Shealy, again, in the front row. He's gone from strength to strength through the pre-season. Keep an eye on Johnny Marawa in the 13 jersey, our new recruit from Fiji. So they're probably the keys. In the women, I would suggest we have some really strong, like I said, some young girls coming through. Charlotte Ricketts was outstanding down at the Crescent Head Sevens, and Bethany Jokinen. So these are the young girls that have come through to add a bit of spark and speed to the women's side. There's still the leaders there. Carly Hardacre's back this year after having a year off. We've lost Emma Ross. Emma went up to Darwin and had a season, and she's travelling around. Ash Doughton will be there again, true warrior of the Snappers ladies team. So they'll be an exciting team to watch this year.
Yeah, and everyone's chasing the all-toppling Pirates, and I think, there's a lot of room to catch the Pirates, but I really hope that some teams can step up and really take a challenge to the all-conquering Pirates from last season.
Yeah, they were very good, the Pirates team, and it'll be exciting to see the women's game back in action this year.
Yeah, and key matchup, key days there at our Bay Range Rugby Park.
So our first home game is the local derby, April 20, Snappers v Marlins. So that's going to be a fantastic day. It always is. Both clubs are very passionate about the sport. They've got great supporters. So that's going to be a big day, April 20 at Bay Range Rugby Park. May 25 also is mental health round for us here at Snappers. We'll be hosting Grafton that day. Potentially an old boys game that day as well. We've got some special jerseys made up for mental health round, which we'll be auctioning off. We're going to do that in partnership with the New South Wales Rugby for Good Foundation there with my brother, Joey Dadassel. So there'll be some funds going through there and through our welfare fund that we've set up in 2023. So that'll be a couple of big days for the club. Plus through our other home games, obviously we'll see our Ladies Day and Family Day and Sponsors Day. But in particular, that May 25 mental health round, really important, and we hope to see a big crowd.
Yeah, great initiative. And this is an absolute fortress. Did not, in the regular season, won all your home games there last year. So I'm sure you'd be looking to turn into another fortress in season 24.
Yeah, I think it's a great advantage. All clubs to play at home. We just didn't get it right in that last one. So we'll be looking to tinker with that and go one better. But, yeah, we love the atmosphere at Bay Range Rugby Park. We always get a good crowd. It's a good playing surface. So looking forward to getting stuck into Grafton this weekend, though. And then, Marlins on April 20, the local derby. It's just a great atmosphere.
And if anyone's listening out there, wants to come down, lend a hand, get involved, whether it's playing, barbecue, whatever, how do they get in contact with the Snappers?
Look, they can just shoot an email through to coffsrugby@gmail.com or jump onto the socials and send us a message through the Facebook page, and we'll point you in the right direction.
And if they're not technology savvy or whatever, they just want to come have a cold beer with you, where would they find you after game day?
So our major sponsors are the Taormina Hotels, so we'll generally head back there straight after games, away games, and after our home games, we generally head down there as well. So the Taormina Hotel, major sponsors of the Snappers, you'll always find us down there having a beer after the match, or you'll find one of the teams there on a Friday night selling raffle tickets between 6 and 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I regularly see hosts of the teams there. So all the way down to under 13s, 12 out there, yes, doing a great job. They're probably promoting the Snappers name right through that pub and its patrons.
Yeah, look, they're great supporters of our sport and our club. So we thank them very much. And it's synonymous with the Snappers. Families go down there and have dinner. They've got a great area there for the kids.
Nice. And anything else you want to add for season 24?
Nah, I think we're just ready to get into it. I think everyone's ready to get into round one. It's been a big pre-season, a big prep, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, and I think everyone I spoke to, everyone's crossing their toes, their eyes, their fingers, their tongue for the dry weather this weekend so we can get out there and play rugby.
Oh, yeah, we'll have a dry pitch. It's going to be good. It's going to be fast and flowing, and it'll be interesting to see all the results from around the ground. It's fantastic to see Dory go back in. I know that the President's Cup was pushed. It just didn't quite get there. So fantastic to see that the zone has got them up into reserve grade and been able to produce a draw that reflects them being able to play in the reserve grade comp. So, yeah, I know our Reggies are looking forward to a little road trip up the mountain there. And they were quite strong at Creso, and I know they've had a couple of trials. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Dorigo go and everyone across the zone.
Made the trip up the hill on Saturday, and they looked quite good across the park and some good numbers. So I think everyone's keen to see new or returning sides to the Mid-North Coast, and the more the merrier, I say.
And also, Benny, I think it's really exciting, the youth girls competition. Obviously, it started last year, but generally just exhibition games with only two or three teams playing sporadically. But this year, both age groups, the 14s and 16s girls, established draw. Four teams in each, so that's going to be fantastic to see the girls getting to play regularly with a ladder and playing for a trophy at the end. So really excited to see how that age group goes this year.
Real big shout out to Warhope Thunder Junior, who joined the North Mid North Coast at under 13 boys, under 14 girls. So really cool to see a team from down south there and a club really taking leaps and bounds in the Warhope Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic, mate.
Well, I can't thank you enough for giving us a bit of insight into the Snappers preparation for season 24, the challenges and the benefits of managing a club with so many teams, and just general rugby chat for the last 20 minutes. It's been really enjoyable.
Thanks, Benny. Pleasure, mate. We'll do it again.